The Bible says he was one in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand. Wow. Well, let's look at the example of Daniel today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you, Jay Webb, and greetings to everyone. So good to have you with us today as we continue our studies through our broadcast here at the International Gospel Hour. You know, I love studying various characters in the Bible, individuals who lived and walked as you and I, and today we want to talk about Daniel. There's a book in the Old Testament named after Daniel. Let's go there and consider the first few verses of the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it, and the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, and he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so at the end of the time they may serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. May the Lord always bless us with the reading and the hearing of his word. You know, when one considers the life of Daniel within the book named after him, you find the right kind of characteristics one should reflect. And the world needs to see those characteristics. Daniel is a wonderful example. Boy, talk about being faced with some things. Indeed, Daniel was. Now, before we look at the life of Daniel, we have another good study from the Old Testament that we'd love to share with you. Now, Jay will be with you for just a few moments. He's got to explain this one a little carefully, and we'd like to remind you of how to get the information. But it's about the book of Job, and we find this study one of our more popular ones. And it's a free one, as all our studies are from International Gospel Hour. So if you will, let us pause and hear from our Jay Webb.
The study of Job is one that comforts and helps one along in understanding suffering. In a world today with so many questions about suffering and hurt, we find ourselves wondering and looking for hope. We at International Gospel Hour want to send a free study, Life Lessons from the Book of Job. It's yours for the asking, absolutely free. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988. And leave your name, address, and just say, Job Study. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988, and please leave your name, address, and just say, Job Study. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Job Study in the message blank. We hope it will be of help. Let's continue our study.
Now, friends, let's talk about the example of Daniel as a man of purpose. We go back, or if you will, let's go back to chapter 1. That's correct. We'll go back to chapter 1, but look at verse 8. The Bible says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." Now, to think about that word purpose, which is defined as to put or place something somewhere, it's a word that has a focus there. So with a purposed heart, with this something that is purposed in his heart, Daniel's position, Daniel's stand, his mind was already made up. He had placed his dedication and faithfulness to God in his heart. That was his purpose, and he refused to take part in what would defile him. You know, God is a God of purpose through Christ in Ephesians 1:9, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Drop down a couple of other verses in Ephesians 1:11 and 12. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise, or to the praise of his glory. Writing there to the Christian, according to the purpose of him. Folks, sometimes we talk about the word predestined. How are we predestined? Well, we're predestined according to the purpose of God, who laid out the plan that man can be saved. Let's talk more about purpose from Ephesians 3:9 through 11. "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal," watch it, "purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, nothing God does is haphazard or off the cuff, as the saying goes, just something that God just throws together. And he has created us as individuals to purpose, or to put, to place, to decide what is right and to pursue it, and God has made that clear through his word. You know, when Barnabas visited Antioch in Acts 11:23, the Bible says, "When he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with," watch, "with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord." You see their purpose? I love Paul when he speaks of his purpose in 2 Timothy 3:10. He said it this way, "But you have fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience." It's funny that patience, or rather purpose, rather, is about in the center of that verse. Because when you go left, the doctrine and manner of life is reflected in his purpose. And the faith and the long-suffering and his love, charity, if you will, patience, is part of his purpose. Purpose responds in principle, conviction, and determination, friends, and one must be obedient unto God and remain therein. That's our purpose, just like with Daniel. He was a man of purpose. When we believe in Christ and repent of our sins, confess him, and are baptized into Christ, raised to walk in newness of life, added to his church, walking faithfully, walking as one alive in Christ, we live a life of purpose, and our decisions are made before they come our way. Let's look at another example of Daniel. From a man of purpose, he became a man of purity. Let's now go to Daniel 6, verses 1 through 3. "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, to be over the whole kingdom," leaders, if you will, "and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm." Wow, an excellent spirit. You see, the purpose in chapter 1 results in a man of purity. Chapter 6, Daniel was pure with his life and pure with his dealings. And when one purpose is toward God, purity of life must follow. I mean, that reputation stood forth in verses 4 and 5. Daniel had a good relationship with others. He stood firm. He kept his purpose. He overcame the attempt to malign his reputation. And dear friends, it's never easy, but taking the stand keeps our faithfulness and reputation intact. There's no better application here than to be reminded of the wise scribe who penned in Proverbs 22:1, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. A man of purpose, a man of purity." Let's pause right here. We want our J-Web to come on and, friends, a little bit about our video offers from International Gospel Hour. Here's our J-Web.
Friends, you've listened to us over the air and online for years, and now you can see the International Gospel Hour program on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and it will take you there. Please subscribe and click on the bell. You'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It's free. Subscribe on YouTube today.
Friends, again, we hope that you'll find our YouTube offerings, our videos there, advantageous. We hope that you'll find those helpful as well. We are thankful to talk about Daniel today, the purpose toward God and the purity of life. And so, friends, are we walking as Daniel was walking? We began with a question, what is our purpose in life? Is God number one in all that we do? And is our dedication before God shown to others as we walk and talk each day? Are we pure in what we say and our reputation, in our work, in our schools? Friends, these are so important. And there's so much more we could draw from the book of Daniel. Maybe that could be a study or a series at another time. But we know this, as we mentioned earlier, if we will but believe in Christ, repent of our sins, confess that faith in Christ before others, and we are buried with Him in the waters of baptism for the remission of our sins, we are raised to walk in a newness of life, and we begin to walk new each day in Christ, a renewal each day to renew ourselves. When we do that, we will be like Daniel, people of purpose, people of purity. Friends, let's continue these studies together another time. As always, my friends, thank you for joining me on the International Gospel Hour today. I'm Jeff Archie, and until next time, friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.